The three different physical states of matter, solid, liquid, and gas, are determined by the following characteristics: the distances between individual particles, the strength of the intermolecular forces between those particles, and the motion of the individual particles. And it turns out that the motion of the particles increases with changes of state from solid to liquid to gas. And if you click on the images below, you'll get a brief description of how the molecules move and how they're organized in the three different states of matter using water as an example. So water can exist as a solid, and it's in the form of ice. In its liquid form, we call it just simply water. And in its gaseous form, it's known as water vapor or steam. So again, click on the three different images below and you'll be able to see how the individual particles move when they're in that state and how they're organized when they're in that given state.